Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment on K101.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and his efforts to balance high yields for wheat producers, but at the same time, going to a new level when it comes to dough strength.
That is a key characteristic. It's not the only thing. I know that. You talk to the baking industry, they'll tell you the same thing, but it's a key part of meeting a demand for a different industry today. It's working a lot faster and working a lot harder with the dough. So if we can add that dough strength and even build it beyond what we have now in the exceptional varieties of like Baker's Ann, we're in a different place.
Brett says it's brand new territory.
We've never been here before. I've never had the conversations this deep into the industry. And having those conversations allows us to make better decisions, I think. Some of those decisions had to do with the quality characteristics that we had to select for. I didn't have that input 10 years ago.
Dr. Carver working on higher quality wheat that'll offer superior returns to wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, live cattle settled back a bit near months as traders now want to wait to see the strength of cash. Expectations were strong for higher cash this week, but some expectations waned a little on Tuesday. The expectation is for higher cash, but not quite as strong as the past few weeks. Traders will look at the numbers USDA will put out for beef supplies and prices in the WASDE report this morning, but that in itself may not be a market mover, as the expectation is for higher prices and reduced supply. Boxed beef was mixed yesterday, choice down 227, select up $1.02. April hogs spent a brief time in negative territory, but traded mostly higher throughout the day yesterday, closing with triple-digit gains. Later months spent most of the day in negative territory, making a brief run into positive territory in the last half of trade. However, futures were unable to hold and slapped lower into the close. Short covering was triggered, but that quickly ran out of buyers. May canned city wheat is trading down about 3 cents early today, staying just below the $8 mark ahead of the USDA reports this morning. May milling wheat in France also starting slightly lower, pressured by favorable rains this week in Western Europe. That should help ease some of the dry concerns. The lack of stronger demand for wheat has been one of the bearish surprises of the winter, and we suspect outside of the U.S., wheat supplies have possibly been higher than USDA estimated. May corn steady early this morning, a quiet start of the USDA WASDE report. With corn export commitments down 39% from a year ago, USDA is widely expected to lower the export estimate possibly by 50 million bushels, leading to a higher ending stocks estimate. And May soybeans are down 3 cents early today, staying in the middle of a sideways trading range that has developed in 2023, with a high near $15.50, a low near $14.72. All your futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 13th through 15th, 2023 at State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Livestock futures, April live cattle down 12 cents yesterday, 165.97. The June down 45, 160.55. May feeder cattle up 5 cents, 192.12. And April was up 7 cents at 198.67. April hogs up 132, 84.80. And the May down 10 cents, 92.95. Kansas City wheat, May's up 1.5 yesterday, 7.99 and a quarter. July up 1.5, 7.93 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, May up 2.75 at 6.98. July was up 3 cents at 7.06 and a half. May corn down 2.75 at 6.34 and a quarter. July was down 3 cents, 6.22 and a half. May soybeans down 13 and a half, 15.15 and a half penny. July down 12 cents at 15.04 and three quarters. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and K101.